Well, there's an interesting story from a woman called Suzanne Gordon, who's an American journalist, who wrote a book called What Nurses Know and Need to Tell the Public. And she talks about some books in French for preparing young people for understanding health professional roles. And they talk in there about the doctor being a highly educated professional trained to look after, you know, sick people, and the nurse who's educated to know just enough to help the doctor. And that, I still think, is the classic view that people have, that what the nurse is there doing is the work that the doctor tells her to do, or him to do, because some nurses are men. But these days, there's a lot of blurring of the roles. So there'll be nurses who are newly registered, who work in quite prescribed practice. And then there are nurses who've got extra education, master's degrees, PhD degrees, working in clinical practice, who have much more sophisticated decision-making skills, clinical diagnostic skills, and the ability, in often in quite specialised areas, to really support the management of those patients. And so it's, I guess, the idea that nursing isn't one thing. It is this whole range, in the same way as medicine has junior doctors and registrars and specialists and generalists, so does nursing. So I think what the walk-in clinics do is they do begin to formalise things that nurses are doing in the health system already. So a number of nurse practitioners exist in Australian emergency departments, and as well as that, there are a lot of specialist emergency nurses. So nurses are in charge of triaging patients, so they determine acuity as the patients walk through the door and really prioritise whether or not patients need to see the doctor immediately, need to go to resuscitation, or can be delayed and wait. The nurse practitioner role in the emergency department, it has existed particularly around some routine practices that don't, where the patients often end up waiting because they're not traumatised, you know, very traumatic injuries. So let's say a simple fracture of the forearm, where that doesn't need surgery, nurse practitioners are already making those breaks in alignment, reading the x-rays, putting on the plasters in consultation with the doctor. So the roles are there already. And so what this really does is say there is more of that kind of work that could be done by nurses to free doctors up to concentrate on the more complex cases. The danger, I guess, is that people will bypass general practice and come to emergency department with the basic sort of things that general practitioners are best at. So management plans around chronic disease in the community, community management of diabetes, the sort of general sort of workup of somebody who's got vague symptoms where it isn't an emergency. It would be terrible if those people started coming to emergency departments, because that's not where they belong, and there's a very clear role for general practice in managing chronic disease and trying to prevent people from coming to hospitals. So there are some benefits, but they'll need to be very carefully monitored. The perception of nurses is not changing rapidly in the public perception, but there are pockets of hope, I guess. So we started last year our Master of Nursing Science, which is the graduate entry program for nurses, taking in people who've got a first degree in something other than nursing. And we're about to, we'll graduate the first group at the end of this year. And they are, many of those students are just amazing in the way that they're thinking about nursing. We had some presentations yesterday of their clinical, they've had to do a clinical audit in groups, which is really about critically analysing what goes on in practice. And their ability to problem solve and work through an analysis of those situations was far and above many of our postgraduate students who've been in nursing a long time. So if we can bring brighter people into nursing, then the perceptions will begin to change, because the public will see those nurses performing roles that are able to really help people manage their illness better. I think that's what nurses do. They don't focus on the disease so much as the implications of the disease for the person and for how they manage that within the context of their lives.